This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvini Viraj
and Christine Wong.
Let's just have a quick update from Bursa at break, courtesy of Arv. What have we got, Arv?
So it is down by 0.28% at 1,516 points. Active stocks are Dagang Exchange, Serba Dynamic, and Fabaniaga. The ringgit is at 4.20 against the US dollar. It's at 3.12 against the Aussie dollar and 3.10 against the Sing dollar.
Okay. Thanks very much, Arv. Do we have any tweets or Instagram messages regarding any of the stories so far?
No tweets.
We do have some messages on Insta story about our final story, which we haven't even gotten to yet.
People are excited about durian, aren't they?
They are very excited, yes.
Okay. Arv, tell me about this GKP 4.0 then.
Yeah, so they are like, basically they're two separate stories here about similar things, both from the Star. So registration for the new Prihatin Special Grant, or GKP 4.0, is open online from now until July 31st. So basically with this new registration process, some of the micro SMEs that did not get the approval previously will and have not received the GKP will still have an opportunity to submit applications for verification again. Micro SMEs that are eligible for GKP 4.0 are businesses that fulfill the criteria and are also registered with the Companies Commission of Malaysia, local authorities, or Inland Revenue Board as at June 30th, 2021. So Finance Minister Tengku Zafrul said payments under the 1 billion ringgit GKP allocation would be made in September, so there's 500 ringgit there, and November, another 500 ringgit for both current GKP recipients and approved new applicants. Separately, on another deal, SMEs are encouraged to tap into the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP, to strengthen their presence in the regional supply chain. Deputy International Trade and Industry Minister Dato' Lim Ban Hong said by tapping into RCEP, the SMEs could meet the potential demand of 2.2 billion people from across 15 different countries. And this is to better position their exports and maximize access to partner countries and its other FTA partners. So the RCEP is designed to broaden ASEAN's engagement with Australia, China, Japan, South Korea, and New Zealand. And Lim also said that moving forward, the sustainability agenda is another initiative that the Ministry of International Trade and Industry and Malaysia External Trade Development Corp will continue to champion. And one reason is because exporters are starting to prioritize this agenda in its trade regulations and compliance. So two different things there, but basically SMEs and local businesses, especially micro SMEs, are being urged to capitalize on those grants and deals and government funds and aid and stuff.
It's like we've been harping on since Monday. And in fact, let's be honest, harping on since MCO 1.0, right back at the beginning, that you know, if you're an SME or a micro SME, anything that you can do to remain in business is the best way of doing things.
Yep.
Take advantage of anything that you can, any of these initiatives, you know, and just head over to the government's websites, check the stuff out that's been listed there, check out the newspapers. In fact, you know, maybe listen to some of the Enterprise BizBytes stories that we've done over the last couple of weeks, couple of months, almost couple of years.
Don't even say that.
Right. And that was the thing that kind of, I know this sounds weird, but when that hit me yesterday, that it's almost been 2 years since we've been talking about this, you know, not too far off.
Oh my God.
Frightening, right? But you know, anything that we can kind of highlight to help SMEs and micro SMEs out is what we're doing. Thanks for that, Alf. Should we have some music?
We should.
Should we have something that's a bit more positive?
We should.
From Curtis Mayfield, perhaps, with Move On Up here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.